He asked questions, constantly. Finding the right questions and seeking answers became his mission, and I believe his own personal religion. His work brought him to perhaps the foremost scientific and technical research institution on Earth at the time, the Murray Hill, New Jersey headquarters of Bell Telephone Laboratories. Bell Labs was a sprawling campus. In 1973, I had a summer job there. It was a world in which scientists were given free rein to do pure research, and the results, in the nearly half century since the labs were established, had already proven to be transformational. Unlike other corporate labs, or sponsored research in think tanks, this was a place that in its heyday was about creative minds being set free to first search for the important questions, then for the best possible answers. Bell Labs is where radar and telecommunications satellites were developed, and where new frontiers in computing were explored. Perhaps its greatest accomplishment was the development of the transistor, an innovation designed to amplify long-distance calls that went much further in its applications, ushering in the information age by enabling the miniaturization of electronics and the establishment of the networks and the creation of computing power on which modern society